The title was WikiLeaks, the Palestine Papers, and Revolt in the Arab World, Cracks in the U.S. Empire. Barnard College has required that we rechange the name of the title of this meeting to the original title, which was A Profound Hatred of Democracy, because apparently Columbia is more comfortable with that than they are with cracks in the U.S. Empire.
A climate of defiance to authority and revolt against oppressive regimes are spreading among the youth of the world by means of internet-facilitated electronic medias. For SUNY Professor Michael Schwartz, author of A War Without End, WikiLeaks amplifies for common people what was already known by experts. He cited a speech by General Petraeus to Congress discussing the Central Command area of responsibility to illustrate military hegemony over the Middle East.
The lands and waters of the CENTCOM AOR stretch across more than 4.6 million square miles and 20 countries. The AOR contains vital transportation and trade routes, including the Red Sea, the Northern Indian Ocean, and the Arabian Gulf, as well as the Suez Canal. The CENTCOM AOR encompasses the world's most energy-rich region, together accounting for at least 64% of the world's petroleum reserves.
The problem with this not-so-secret goal of U.S. world domination is that, according to Adana Usmani, a student activist from Pakistan, it ignores the desire for national independence of millions of people.
The U.S. has an unmistakable record of backing each of the three dictatorships in Pakistan to the hilt. The history of the Pakistan-U.S. alliance demonstrates what has been confirmed by the current administration's response to the popular struggles in North Africa and the Middle East.
Perhaps more damaging of all is the picture painted in the Palestine Papers, leaked to Al Jazeera in January, of the hypocrisy of the so-called Middle East peace process. Lamis Deek, attorney and New York-based Palestinian activist.
The U.S. has been a key player in blocking any peaceful settlement to the Palestinian issue, and they've never been an honest broker, needless to say. Despite the fact that the Arab League called for normalization, that Hamas was willing to accept a very pathetic two-state solution, that the chief Palestinian negotiator is giving away Jerusalem en masse, is welcoming attacks on Gaza along with Mahmoud Abbas, still there was, according to the Israelis, no partner in peace. That's because there is no peace that they wanted to partner with.
For Egyptian-American activist Mustafa Omar, the leading role of women and the youth in the surging revolts in Tunisia and Egypt shows that the fear of Islamic radicalization was merely a pretext for the widespread U.S. support for military dictatorships.
The movement has actually developed along the demands of a secular, democratic, pluralistic society. The Egyptian people are probably one of the most religious people in the Arab world, but the majority of the young people in the squares in Cairo and Alexandria want a true democracy, want equality for our Christian brothers and sisters, and do not want an Islamic state.
And Arun Gupta, a founding member of the Independent newspaper, to draw the lesson for the solidarity movements.
We didn't see these movements coming. An economism that often infects the left blinds us to the change in mass psychology, to the power of ideas. It's truly remarkable and inspiring right now to see people in Tahrir Square willing to sacrifice their lives for ideals.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.